Rocking and rolling our way through a Tuesday. Good stuff with Thor Tripp, KETV Sports, 402-951-1620. You know, I will say this. Over the as the dust continues to settle, and I'm looking up at the herd right now, and they're talking about this trade still, and with Paul George going to the Clippers, and it probably wasn't not a great look over the last week or 4 or 5 days. Not a great look for Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. For Russell Westbrook, I mean, Kevin Durant and Paul George wanted to get out of Oklahoma City and away from Russ. And, you know, again, Russell Westbrook fans can try to spin this how they want, but give me a break. A lot of this is on Russell Westbrook. If Kevin Durant truthfully loved playing with Russell Westbrook, he wouldn't have left Oklahoma City. And if Paul George truthfully loved and believed in playing, he wouldn't have taken that phone call from Kawhi. He wouldn't have. I mean, and there's kind of been a precedent set of like players wanting to get away from him, players playing better when they get away from Russ. Like it's kind of been set, hasn't it? So not a good look for Russell Westbrook, the second superstar. It's like, yeah, get me out of here. And listen, you can like somebody, but not like there's a lot of people I like, but I wouldn't want to work with them. You know what I mean? There's a difference between liking somebody and wanting to be teammates with them. Like I don't doubt that that Paul George and Russell Westbrook are cool with each other, but there's a difference between being friends and being cool with each other and wanting to play basketball with someone. And because it goes the other way, too. Not everybody that you like to play basketball with is your buddies with. So not a great look for Russell Westbrook. And let's be honest, too, probably not the greatest look for LeBron James either, where there has been two straight years now where you've had big free agents, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, turn down max contracts to play with LeBron James in L.A., which was their desired final destination. It's not like, you know, when people maybe wouldn't choose to go to Cleveland to play with LeBron, you could always kind of be like, well, it's Cleveland or something like that. You know, you'd be like,
what's in Cleveland?
Well, no one wants to go to Cleveland. I mean, LeBron James is in L.A. Paul George, from L.A. Kawhi Leonard, from L.A. Where did both those guys say they wanted to end up? L.A. Where did they both ultimately end up? L.A. Are they teammates with LeBron? Nope. So probably not a great look for LeBron. I'd say it's a worse look for Russell Westbrook because these guys were with Russell Westbrook and then wanted away. But, you know, Russell Westbrook's not an ideal guy to play with on the floor. And let's be honest, a lot of the drama and the scrutiny that comes along with playing LeBron off the floor isn't ideal. But isn't it funny? I was listening to yesterday. Shannon Sharp had a great point. It's kind of funny how the unfair, like, rock in a hard place LeBron James is in. If LeBron James recruits other players, he looks weak, right? How come Kawhi Leonard can call Paul George and Kevin Durant and all these people, and no one says Kawhi Leonard's weak or something like that? You know what I mean? So if he recruits other players, it's like, oh, man, he's weak. But then when players don't want to play with him, it's like, why don't people want to play with LePC? People don't want to play with LeBron. Well, which, I mean, like, pick a side, you know, like can't have it both ways. But again, probably not a good stretch of days for Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. Two straight big time free agents saying, nah, no thanks. I mean, again, and it's like he was in L.A. It's where Paul George went to go. It's where Kawhi Leonard went. They're like, nah. And then Russell Westbrook, now second superstar. It's like, yeah, I want away from you.
After PG had said, hey, I'm Indy. I want to go. I just want to go to L.A.
He still, I mean, still, isn't that crazy?
Man.
It's crazy. It really is. It really, really is. All right, like I said, wide open for the final hour of the show. You can email the Equitable Bank Zone Inbox, nick@1620zone.com. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, @NickBahe, NickBahe, 402-951-1620. We're coming to you live from the Next Gen Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Game time.